The State Department has released its annual report on the state of human rights around the world. It indicates parts of Asia continue to have serious human rights violations. The report found that matters got worse in China, improved a bit in Pakistan and Vietnam, and remained bad in North Korea and Burma. Amnesty International also monitors human rights abuses around the world. It released its own report yesterday called Stopping the Torture Trade. William Scholz is the executive director of Amnesty International. He says that when it comes to exporting high-tech devices that can be used for torture, the United States is a leader.
Over the last 3 years, the United States has exported at least $97 million worth of crime control equipment, including equipment that can be used for torture. And much of it has gone to countries where we have documented that indeed electroshock equipment is used for torture, countries like Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, Egypt, Israel.
These products aren't manufactured for the purpose of torture, obviously.
Well, that's a very good question, whether they are or not. Of course, they are usually represented as having been manufactured for appropriate crime control purposes. But the reality is that many of the companies are not averse to exporting them, to selling them to countries where they are quite clearly and regularly used for torture.
Obviously, these have some legitimate purposes, too. I mean, handcuffs are appropriate for police departments?
Handcuffs certainly are, but serrated handcuffs are not. There's no reason to use serrated handcuffs. There's no reason to use leg irons or thumb screws. And we don't believe that there should be the use of stun belts, which are devices which are strapped around an individual and can deliver a shock of up to 50,000 volts at the mere touch of a button repeatedly over and over again. We believe that this device in and of itself is an instrument of torture.
It's a lucrative business?
Well, $97 million worth of crime control equipment, of which a certain significant percentage has been found to be stun guns and stun belts, reasonably lucrative. The fact is that this industry is growing. In the 1980s, Amnesty identified about 30 countries worldwide. Today, we've identified over 130 countries, of whom some 80, 85 are U.S. companies. So the industry is growing.
What does Amnesty want?
Amnesty wants the absolute prohibition on the export of serrated handcuffs, thumb screws, electroshock stun belts, and leg irons. And we want the suspension of the export of stun guns and stun batons until an independent controlled study can be undertaken to determine whether or not they indeed have deleterious medical effects, and to determine how we can control this equipment to make sure that it is not used for the torture of individuals, many of whom ought to be heroes and heroines to Americans.
William Scholz is executive director of Amnesty International.